ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఉషనిహ వైవాజశ్రవసః సర్వవేదసం దదౌ తస్య హనచికేతా నామ పుత్ర ఆస తగుంహ కుమారగుం సంతం దక్షిణాసు నీయమానాసు శ్రద్ధా వివేశ సోమన్యత పీదోదకా జగ్తృణా దుగ్ధదోహా నిరింద్రియాః ఆనందా నామతే లోకాః తాన్ స గచ్చతి తాదదత్. We saw up to this in the Kathopanishad, in the last webinar, and there we described a story where a Brahmana named Vajashravaha, he had a son called Nachiketas, and this Brahmana was doing an yajna called Vishwajit yajna. In that yajna, he is supposed to give away whatever he has in his possession as danam, as gifts to various priests, various brahmanas. And he was doing that. And the son Nachiketas was observing what the father was doing. And he is a very informed child. He knows the intention of the father was to get Swargaloka after doing this yajna. And the son was observing that if the father is not giving good dakshinas to these priests, then he may not be able to accomplish what he wants to get through the conduct of the yajna. And the father was giving lot of cows as dakshina, and the boy was looking at the situation of those cows, the condition of those cows, and he found that if the father has to give these cows as dakshina, then the father will go only to naraka than going to Swargaloka. And at that point, the child thought what could be a good solution so that he can save the father from going to such kind of lokas like Narakaloka and all. So he was scratching his head, and that is what we stopped in the last webinar, and let us continue. Saho vacha pitaram tata kasmai mam dasya siti dvitiyam tritiyam తగుంహ వాచ మృత్యవేత్వా దదామీతి. సో వై వాజశ్రవస వాస్ గివింగ్ సచ్ యూస్లెస్ కౌస్ యాజ్ దక్షిణ, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సెడ్ హియర్. ద రీజన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఇమాజిన్ పర్హాప్స్, అండ్ అవర్ ఇమాజినేషన్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ అవర్ ఓన్ మెంటల్ మేకప్. ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ పాజిటివ్ థింకర్స్, దెన్ వీ మే గివ్ ఎ పాజిటివ్ రీజన్, అండ్ అదర్వైజ్ వీ విల్ గివ్ ఎ నెగటివ్ రీజన్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ హౌ వీ టేక్ లుక్ అట్ ఇట్. So, for example, Vajashravasa might be greedy. So, he did not want to give good cows. That's what some people might think. But we don't have to approach it in that manner, because Upanishad itself does not give the reason. Because if he did not want to give good cows, he need not have performed the Vishwajit Yajna at all, because it was not compulsory for anybody. Since he willfully did the Yajna, he knows he has to part with everything, good or bad cows. And so, it is not that he was greedy, he has given all this possession because he was of greed. Even good cows have been given. And what is left out are these poor cows which are being dragged into the Yagashala to be given away by the Brahmana. And since all possessions have to be given, he has to give away these cows also. All the good cows are already given. But he has to give everything he has in possession, so these bad cows also have to be given. And Nachiketas feels this way. And according to him, even the son, the child, is also the property of the parent. According to Nachiketas, even the child is the property of the parent. Whether it is right or wrong, that is not the question here. But Nachiketas feels that it is out of reverence, that he is also the property of the parent, and for my father's benefit, I am willing to be a dakshina for any priest. If father has to give me also as dakshina, as danam, to any other priest, I will be very glad to go. So if I am given as Dakshina, then I can serve the priest better than any of these poor cows. So he feels that before giving these cows as Dakshina away, I also must be given as Dakshina to some priest. And then he can give all these cows also. And when I am there, an able-bodied boy, why my father should give away these cows first? He should have given me. So he also does not want his father to be taken in a negative manner also. And he himself concludes that my father also would not do that. So he would have planned to give me also away as Dakshina to someone. And his next question would be, oh father, whom you are going to give me as Dakshina so that I can quickly go and serve that priest? And so Nachiketas enters the Yagashala and he addresses his father. Saha uvacha. Saha means Saha Nachiketaha uvacha. Nachiketa, he said. He addressed whom? Pitaram. His father, Vajasravasha. So he addressed his father. How? Tata, kasmai mam dasyasi. Tata means same as Tata. Tata is father. Say so, Tata, O father, Tata, kasmai mam dasyasi, O father, to whom are you going to give me as Dakshina? That is the question he is asking. Kasmai. Kasmai means Ritvije. Ritvije means to which priest? Mam here refers to Nachiketam, me, myself. Dakshina rupena dasyati. To whom are you going to give me away as Dakshina? And what was the father's answer? Like many fathers, when the son asks such questions, what they do? They first ignore. It's a very, very negative treatment actually, which will create a very low esteem for the child, which many parents, we all do that actually. Here also the father ignored. But like many children, Nachiketas went on bugging the father. So he asked him once, then dvitiyam, second times. Then again he asked the question, Tata, kasmai mam dasyasi? And again, father ignored. He also asked the third time, Tritiyam, Tata, kasmai mam dasyasi. So, three times he asked. So, like any parent, Vajashravasa also got irritated. And on irritation, what did he say? In quotation, this should be in quotation. Kasmai mam dasyasi should be in quotation. Nachiketas' words, they are. To whom are you going to give me? And father's words also should be in quotation. He says, Mrityave Tva Dadami. That also should be within quotes. That is the answer of the father. So, Tagum Hovacha, Tam, Tagum Hovacha means Tagum is Tam. In Ayurveda, Tam becomes Tagum. So, Tam refers to Nachiketasam, Vajasravasaha Uvacha. He shot back in anger. Father asked, talked back in anger to the child. Mrityave Tva Dadami. Tva is Tvam. Mrityave Tvam Dadami. I am going to give you away to Mrityu Devata, the Lord of Death, Yamadharma Raja. So he got irritated and in his irritation, he said, I am going to give away to the God of Death. Really speaking, father did not mean this at all. Nor he has earmarked Nachiketas to be given as a Dakshina also to anyone, leave alone Yamadevata. But in anger, he blurted out. And Nachiketas, as a child, he registered that answer very well. Even though father did not mean it, Nachiketas registered that answer. This is every parent has to note here actually. Even when we make a casual note or remark, the children registers them very well. Even during pregnancy, the child registers. That's how our mythology and all they say. So what to talk when the child grows? So the important thing is they will repeat our own words at the most awkward moment back to us. So Nachiketas was convinced that he is going to be given away as Dakshina to whom? To Yamadharma Raja. And so he immediately went and he started to think. So that is the next mantra. Bahuna memi prathamaha, bahuna memi madhyamaha. Kigum svidyamasya kartavyam yenmayadya karishyati. So Nachiketas goes away to a quiet place and starts to think of all the consequences. And he is not at all worried about his father's statement of giving him away to Yamadharma Raja. He was prepared to go. Why? if my father's yajna, if it is to be fruitful, by my going to Yamadharmaraja, I am ready to sacrifice my life also for the sake of my father. And this also indicates how Nachiketas was a selfless boy. These are all things which we have to infer as we read the story. But he had only one worry. If I am to be sent to Yamadharmaraja, I will not be fully utilized by Yamadharmaraja. I will be only underutilized in that place. Because according to the scriptures, Yamadharmaraja is an important minister in the Devaloka. Indra being the ruler. Indra is the ruler, king. And he has got a lot of ministers. Yama, Varuna, Agni, all these are all powerful ministers. So already Yama will have a lot of servants. I will not be able to really be of much use in his place. I must have been perhaps sent to some poor priest who doesn't have children or something so that I could have been fully utilized. Like it's a waste to rain, for example, in an ocean. Ocean, what is the use of raining in the ocean? So he thinks, perhaps father considers I am a useless boy. These are all imaginations of Nachiketas. Father might consider me as my useless boy, and so he sends me to Yama. Because Yama, there is no use for him anyway. So he as well sends me to Yama. Then he himself tries to convince himself, my father should not have considered me, I am useless. Really speaking, I am a good boy only. In fact, he is a student of his father. Among his other students, I am mostly number one in my father's class. Maybe sometimes I might have got a B rank, second rank. But never I was in the low rank at all. So he says, Bahunam Shishyanam Madhye Aham Prathamaha Emi. Bahunam Emi Prathamaha. Bahunam Shishyanam Madhye Aham Prathamaha Emi. Emi. Generally I go. I become as number one, Prathamaha, among many students, Bahunam Shishyana Madhye. I am number one student. Not only in study, in obedience also, service also, character also, in all faculties, I am number one. And how do we actually grade students? Normally, the Uttama Shishya is whom? Uttamaha Chintitam Kuryat. Who is a Uttama Shishya? The highest disciple is one who knows the needs of the guru even without his asking for it. From the context, he can infer the need. The guru has to only think. And based on the context, the Shishya will know what is needed and he will act. So Chintitam. Chintitam means whatever is thought by the guru, he will do it. The student will do it. And who is a Madhyama Shishya? Proktakari tu Madhyamaha. He needs to be told. The teacher has to tell him. He does not know by himself, but he will do whatever the teacher tells him. And who is Adama Shishya? Na kuryat Adamaha proktam. Adama Shishya is one who will not implement the commandments of the teacher even after the teacher tells him to do. Verbally tells him do this, still he will not do it. So, evam Shishyaha kridas prataha. These are the three kinds of Shishyas. So Nachiketas, he wants to rank himself as Uttama Shishya. Sometimes he could be Madhyamaha, but never Adamaha. So Bahunam Prathamaha Yemi, Bahunam Madhyamaha Yemi. Bahunam means among many students. So, and in spite of being such a student, why my father should send me to such a place where I will not be utilized fully at all? So he says, Kigis Vidyamasya Kartavyam. What job is there for me with Yama? Yat Maya Adya Karishyati. Which job has to be done through me for Yama? Nothing. So I will be only idle if I go to Yamaloka. So he was a little bit sad. So that he will be, because he thinks he will be underutilized. His sadness, we should remember, is not because he has to go to Yama. He thought if he goes there, he will be underutilized. That was the cause for his sadness. Mantra number 6. Anupashya yata purve pratipashya tata pare sasyamiva martaha pachyate sasyamiva ajayate punaha. Having thought that he decided this way, he decided why I should just judge my father's decision. He thought about all this. But finally, he came to the conclusion, why should I judge my father's decision? Who am I to judge? I have to just obey his commandment. So this is also another very important lesson we have to learn. Family means what? A group of many people is a family. And if the family has to function properly, there should be only one decision maker in a family. Decision should be made by only one person. Not only families, in any organization, anywhere. We have not, for example, if we take ourselves, we have got several organs, but we have got only one head. Once we have chosen a decision maker, all others will have the power of suggestion, but they don't have the power of decision. If we conform to that rule, we'll have no problem anywhere. But if everybody wants to take a decision, then that group or that family will not be cohesive at all for a long time. Even, for example, if you take a simple thing like viewing a TV show, there is always a problem. That is why these days in every child's house, there is a separate TV. Each one has their independent, they can watch their own TV program. But in India, back home and all those days, one TV is a luxury. And which show to be seen? Those days there was only one channel, but now at last there are many channels are there. So if I am the head, my duty is to be considerate of others' suggestions. And the duty of the followers is only to follow. So for the decision maker, is to be considerate of others' decisions and make other suggestions and make a decision. And for the followers, to respect the decision of the leader. Right or wrong decision, that is prarabdha. But that leader has decided. So Nachiketa knows this rule. And so what is his duty now? To pack up and be ready for a journey from Bhuloka to where? To Yamaloka. So he went to his father. Father had even forgotten about the entire thing. It was only a mechanical statement for him. So when Nachiketa came to him, prepared to go, the father asked, where are you going? And Nachiketa said, you only said that you will give me to Yamadharma Raja. Have you forgotten that already? Then Vajashravasa said, I did not mean that at all. And so you need not implement this order because I did not mean this. But Nachiketa said, nothing doing. If you had uttered a statement, you have to execute that. That is honesty. That is integrity. That is satyam. So you have to follow that. This is what Dasharatha did. And he lost his son. And he started to advise his father. Through this, the Upanishad indicates how Nachiketa was a person of dharma. So when it comes to dharma, he doesn't mind even if it is to advise his father. So dharma is an important qualification to get moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But among the purusharthas, dharma is a primary ingredient to gain moksha. So without ethics, here dharma means ethics and all, philosophy will not work. So without integrity and honesty, Vedanta is only a lip service. So this is called Vakya Paripalana, maintenance of the words. So Nachiketa says, Father, you have to protect your word. Especially so now because you have made the statement where? In the Yagashala. So before commencing the Yaga, you have taken a Diksha, special vows. Diksha means special vows. I will not get angry. I will not tell lies. All these things are Diksha. So once you have taken the Diksha, that person is called a Dikshitaha. So you are a Dikshitaha. So as an indication of the vows taken, he ties an yellow string in the right hand. They tie a string. So even for example, in Olympic Games, they take a vow. There also before Agni only, Olympic torch. We will not cheat, we will not tell lies, all those things. They are all vows. Ministers, presidents, everyone takes oath before office. Again, to as the serve the integrity. So then the father feels, how can I miss my son, especially a son like him? Then Nachiketa advises his father, life is short, only a few years. Even if we live for 100 years, our association will be for only limited years. Whereas dharma and satyam, they are all values, they are all eternal. For protecting ephemeral life, you cannot sacrifice eternal dharma, eternal values. In fact, one has to sacrifice ephemeral life for the sake of the eternal life, eternal dharma. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Swadharme Nidanam Shreyaha. To maintain Swadharma, even if a person has to die, that's fine. even sacrificing oneself is better to protect Swadharma. Father, do I have to tell you all these things? You know all these things yourself. I don't have to tell any of these things. So, anityo bhavati pranaham manastu achandra tarakam. Prana is anitya. It will go away. Whereas honesty, etc., they are eternal. Achandra tarakam, like the moon and the stars. And then Nachiketas addresses his father. Look at your own forefathers. Every time we say Abhivadaya and all that thing, Pravara, it is not just murmuring something. We say we belong to this Rishi Parampara, Kashyapa, Abhastara, Naidruva, Trayarishaya. This is a Vedic tradition. If your ancestors have followed Dharma, do you want to break this wonderful Parampara? He is asking his father. Do you want to be a blot in your wonderful family? Actually, the same argument was given to Dashratha by Kaikeyi at that time. So Nachiketas argues, Yatha anupashya purve. Actually, these are all cryptic statements only that are given in the Upanishad. So the Acharyas have filled in the gaps by giving all these kinds of stories and the arguments between the father and son. Yatha anupashya purve. O father, see your forefathers purve. Valued honesty, integrity, truthfulness. Harishchandra, Rama like people were in the tradition. They did not require a stamp paper, a signature, a contract, a pro note, or lawyers. They didn't need any of those. Who is a Satpurusha? Satpurusha is one, whatever he tells, he means it. He cannot say, I didn't mean it. So, Sadbhistu Leelaya Proktam Shila Likitam Aksharam. So, if a Satpurusha, if he utters a word, it is like Shila Likitam Aksharam, as if it is written in stone. That is how it is important. He need not give it in writing at all. But who is an Asad Purushaha? Asad Bihi Shapate Napi. He gives his promise and thereafter he eats it. His own promise, his own words he eats. So Nachiketas almost scolds his father. Look at your forefather's life. But if Nachiketas quotes his forefather's life, then Vajrasrava might argue, they are all valid in those times, forefathers' time. Normally we say, you know, those things are applicable for those times, not today. So now times have changed. You don't know the present day of life at all, present day world, you don't know it yet. Then for which Nachiketa says, Pratipashya Tata Apare. See your own contemporaries. They follow the integrity even now. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam. They follow all that. Amanitvam, modesty. Adambitvam, humility. Ahimsa, kshanti, arjavam, integrity. They follow all these things. And by giving up this integrity, what do you want to protect? You may keep me with you. We can be together. But for how long? Sasyam iva martyaha pachyate. This physical body and association are all ephemeral. Martyaha. Martyaha means the human body. Pachyate. Pachyate means cooked. Cooked by time. It withers away. That's what it means. Body is not cooked. It withers away by time. So this physical body will wither away very soon. Like what? Like mushrooms in rainy season. They come and go away. In front of eternity, our life is only fleeting. To save this fleeting life, do you want to sacrifice your honesty? Sasyam iva martyaha pachyate. This perishable body will go away like a small plant, like corn or mushroom. And again what? Sasyam iva ajayate punaha. It will come again like bubbles in ocean. Bodies will come, bodies will go. To protect this fleeting body, do you want to give up satyam? Arjavam? Have you thought over all these, my dear father? He is asking these questions to the father. So Nachiketas becomes guru. And Vajrasrava is stunned. It is not that he does not know all these. So Vajrasrava has to relent now. The father had to relent. Actually, we have to supply the story. So the father half-heartedly nods his head and says, Bon voyage to Nachiketas. So similar to Ramayana, Rama and Dasharatha. So I will help you maintain your dharma without making you feel guilty. Other members should support than scolding, because you are trying to uphold dharma here. So nobody should scold. So I should be let go. And Nachiketas goes to Yamaloka. Don't ask how did he go and all that thing, whether he did with the same body or without the body after death. All those questions don't ask me because they are not given here. Somehow he went. So for the sake of story, let us just say he went to Yamaloka. And when he went there, what does he find? Yamadharma Raja had gone out, because we all know his department, busiest department. So Mrityur Dhavati, that's what Upanishad said. Mrityur Dhavati, Mrityu Devata always is on the run, because he has got so many people to take care. So when Nachiketas enters, he finds no male members in Yamadharma Raja's house, in the household, because Yamadharma Raja is not there. Only all the ladies are there. And in those days, a male guest will not go and stay with the family if there is no male member present in the family. If the head of the household, the male member, if it's not there, no guest will go and stay in that family. Actually, Nachiketas is only a small boy. He would have gone and stayed. Still, he wants to follow the rules and he says, till Yama comes, I will wait outside. They tried to give him food. He did not take food also. So unless I report to Yamadharma Raja, I will not take anything, because with the permission of my master only, I should even eat food, because my father has given me away to Yamadharma Raja. So Yamadharma Raja is my master now. So I am under Yama now. So I will wait. How long he was waiting? For 3 days he was waiting. The members of the family of Yama, the wife and others, they were all very, very worried. Because according to Shastras, taking care of an Atithi is very important duty. Among the Pancha Mahayajnas, one is called Manushya Yajna. And honoring an Atithi is part of that duty. So that is why we see in Taittiriya Upanishad, Atithayasya Swadhyaya Pravachanecha, Atithi. So Atithi Pujanam, worshipping the Atithi is the guest. Since it is a compulsory duty, non-performance of that duty will constitute a sin called Pratyavaya Dosha or Pratyavaya Papa. And this is the members of the family of Yamadharma Raja, they all know this very well. And so they were all very worried about that sin. Pratyavaya Dosham will come. So when Yamadharma Raja comes, they all address him and say the following words in mantra number 7. Vaishvanaraha pravishati atithir brahmano grihan tasyetagum shantim kurvanti haravaivasvato dakam. This is the 7th mantra. And what do they say? These are all the members of Yamadharma Raja's family saying to Yamadharma Raja, a Brahmin guest is like fire. Vaishvanaraha pravishati. A Brahmin guest is like a fire. According to scriptures, Agni Devata alone comes in the form of Brahmana in the Bhuloka. And so every Brahmana is considered to represent Agni, Agni Devata. Actually, this is not every Brahmana who is born as a Brahmana. The one who maintains Brahmanatvam, that is what we should understand. Agni Rupena Eva Brahmanaha Bhuloke Vartante. And fire means what? Fire is very powerful. It can bless one if you know how to handle it. Or it can destroy a person if one does not know how to handle fire. For that matter, anything in the world, electricity, everything. If you know how to handle it, you can take advantage of it. If you don't know, it can be destruction. And so the members of the family, they all point out, in the form of Brahmana, Agni Devata alone has entered into this house. Vaishvanaraha san brahmanaha atitihi grihan pravishati. Like fire, a Brahmin guest enters the house. That means what? If you treat the Brahmin guest properly, he can bless you with prosperity, knowledge, lot of punyam. Why? He can even bless you with moksha. And remember, when we talk about the Brahmana here and glorify him, we should know what type of Brahmana he is. We have to understand that. We have seen actually in the 4th chapter of Gita, Brahmana from 3 angles. Janma Brahmana, Guna Brahmana and Karma Brahmana. I will make a slight digression and just to describe this Brahmana concept. Janma Brahmana, Guna Brahmana and Karma Brahmana. Janma Brahmana are those who are born in Brahmin families. And Karma Brahmana are those who are not only perhaps born in Brahmin families, or by their actions, by their various rituals, by the various activities they are doing. They are doing activities which are akin to Brahmanatvam. And Guna Brahmana is one, regardless of what family he is born, he has got all the noble qualities which are expected of a Brahmana. The Shastras say, Janmana Jayate Shudraha. Everybody is born only as a Shudra. Karmana Dvija Uchyate. The Shastras allow a person to be a Shudra up to some point in time. Shudra means a Prakrita Purushaha. A person who does not know what is right, what is wrong. This is not caste as we know today. Shudraha means the person who does not know what is right and wrong. He does whatever he wants to do, whatever he likes to do. And Shastras allow a person to be like that up to 7 years of age. Because the child does not know what is right and wrong. The child may urinate any place, all that thing it will do. But it doesn't know. Shastras allow a person to be in that stage up to some point in time. And Karmana Dvija Uchyate, by doing certain samskaras, by following certain disciplines, they become, from a Prakrita Purushaha, they become a Samskrita Purushaha, a refined individual, by following the do's and don'ts. So this is marked by the Upanayana Samskara, by doing the Upanayanam. So for example, Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, all of them have Upanayanam, and that Upanayana ceremony marks actually the birth of a Dvijaha. He is born second time now. First time he is born to the biological parents, and the second time he is born to Gayatri Mata and the Acharya. So Gayatri is given to them, and at that time Brahmopadesam is done, and the child from that time on, he has rules and regulations, Vidhi Nishada. So he has got all that thing. So he has to follow what are the Yamaniyamas. All those things he has to follow so that he can become a Samskrita Purushaha. Then Veda Patena Viprasyat. A person then learns the scriptures. He learns Veda Mantras, scriptures, all that thing. By that he can become a scholar, Vipraha. Brahmano Brahma Vedanat. Only a Brahmana is one who knows Brahman. So all others are not Brahmanas. They may be born in a Brahmin family. They may be doing the work of a Brahmana. But the one who knows Brahman alone is Brahmana, regardless of what caste he comes from, or even what religion he comes from. So this is beyond caste, creed, religion, gender, everything. A person, if he is a Guna Brahmana, he alone, Brahmano, Brahmana, Brahma Vedanath, the one who knows Brahman alone is Brahmana. So Janma Brahmana, Guna Brahmana and Karma Brahmana. So whenever a Brahmana is glorified, it is from the Guna Brahmana angle only. Not from the Janma Brahmana or Karma Brahmana angle, from the Guna Brahmana angle only it is glorified. So a Jati Brahmana has got an advantage to become a Guna Brahmana because of environment perhaps. He has got exposure to the scriptures. He may be able to get hold of a good guru and knowledge of dharma dharma. He may be able to do all that. That is the only advantage he has. That does not guarantee him to become a Guna Brahmana. So his greatness is because of his karma, and more than that, his guna, for a Guna Brahmana. Here Brahmanaha means, here Guna Brahmana, that's what here in this sloka means. Which guna makes a Brahmana Guna Brahmana Guna Brahmana? We will see actually in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, people who are attending the Gita lectures, of course, the 18th chapter it will take quite some time to come. So it says there, Shamo Dama Tapaha Shaucham Kshantihi Arjavam Yevacha Jnanam Vijnanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Swabhavaja. So that's what it says. There are 9 characters given here for a person to be worthy of being called a Brahmin. What are those? Shamaha, he should have mind control. Damaha, he should have sense control. Tapas, simplicity, austerities. Shaucham, purity of mind and body. Kshantihi, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty and truthfulness. Jnanam, knowledge. And Vijnanam, spiritual knowledge. Vijnanam, spiritual knowledge, the immediate knowledge. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. So all these gunas make a person a Guna Brahmana. And such a Guna Brahmana will bless a person if he is worshipped. And such a Brahmana is only called, he is Agni Devata. So if he is dishonored, then pratyavaya dosham will come if such a brahmana is dishonored. So here guna brahmanaha atitihi grahan pravishati. He enters the house like fire. This guna brahmana. Who Nachiketas. And so what should one do? When fire comes, one should respect it. Here the fire is a destructive fire because for 3 days it has not taken food at all. So this fire was waiting outside for 3 days without taking food. So it could be very destructive. Any small, you know, event could flare it up. So they say, Tasya etan shantim kurvanti. Better quench that fire. Shantim kurvanti. And how do you quench the fire? Normally we quench the fire by pouring water. But how do you quench such a brahmana fire? By pouring water also, not on his head, but doing Pada Puja to such a brahmana. Do Pada Puja to him. By doing, one should propitiate a brahmana by doing Pada Puja. So, etan shantim kurvanti. So, the following propitiatory action has to be done by you, O Yamadharmaraja. That is what the people of the household, ladies of the household are telling Yamadharmaraja. So, Vaivashvata Udakam Hara. Vaivashvata means is another name for Yamadharmaraja because he is the son of Surya Bhagavan, Vivaswan. Surya Bhagavan is Vivaswan. So, he is the son of Vivaswan. So, he is Vaivashvata. Son of sun god. So Vivaswataha Apadyam Puman Vaivashvataha. So, O Vaivashvataha Udakam Hara. Bring water. Don't say I am tired and all. I just only have come from so much of lot of work, hard work. Don't say all that. Bring the water immediately. You should take action. Hara means ahara. Bring water. Now Yama may be tired and might be wondering whether to do it immediately or can I take, why not take a nap and then, you know, do it after some time. So they warned him, do not delay. If you delay, all these problems will come. What are those problems? Next mantra. Asha pratikshe sangatakam sundrutancha ishta purte putra pashugumcha sarvan yetad vrinte purash purushasyalpamedasaha yasyanashnan vasati brahmano grihe. This carriage. So what will be the consequences if a Brahmin guest is not honored? If such a guna brahmana comes to the place and if he is not honored, what could be the problems? They are all called pratyavaya papam, as I told earlier, omission of duty. So what will be the pratyavaya papa they will do? It will destroy all the punyams that you have acquired. They are telling Yamadharmaraja, all the punyam that you have acquired, it is going to destroy all of them. What are the punyas that will be destroyed? A list of punya karmas are given here. And we have to add that all these punyas will be destroyed if a Brahmin guest is not honored. And what are those? Not only punya karmas, even the other things that we have acquired also will be, everything will be gone. Even all the wealth and everything. So Asha, number one, Asha, all the hopes that we have for future, hopes of son, daughter, grandchild, this, that and all, without any rhyme or reason, whatever we hope, all those Asha, they all will be destroyed. Then Pratiksha, expectation that we know this will happen. Difference between Asha and Pratiksha is what? When we expect based on knowledge, it is called Pratiksha. Expecting without knowledge is called Asha. For example, son wrote to you a letter that he will come tomorrow. And you wait with the expectation that he is going to come tomorrow. That is with the knowledge because he has already sent a note to you. So that is called Pratiksha. But suppose you have no letter or anything, no information. You just hope that he will suddenly come tomorrow. And that is called Asha. So Asha and Pratiksha. So here, Nirjanata vastu vishayaka iccha, the iccha for asha. Asha is that iccha, the desire. For what? For nirjanata vastu vishayaka. And anirjanata vastu vishayaka. And nirjanata vastu vishayaka, that is called pratiksha. So anirjanata vastu vishayaka iccha is called asha. And nirjanata vastu vishayaka iccha is called pratiksha. So both will be destroyed if brahmana atithi puja is not done. And third, Sangatam, punyam born out of noble company, association with saints, mahans, that will produce punyam. in addition to knowledge, peace of mind, etc., which are called drishtapalam, visible benefit, one will also get invisible benefit called punya. So satsanga janya punya palam is called sangatam. Satsanga janya punya palam, the punya arising out of association with satsanga. So we have to add that this punyam also will be destroyed if a person does not garner a brahmana caste. And fourth, sundratha. Sundratha means punyam obtained by speech of, by the speech organ properly, by our mouth. Say good words, say truth. They are all appropriate usage of organ of speech. This organ of speech is meant to only do such things. We are doing all, people are engaged in doing so many other things, but the organ of speech is supposed to only talk about good things, noble things, truth, and only those things it's supposed to talk. So according to Shastras, this will give punya palam. By just, this is the work of organ of speech. By just following that work properly, it will give punya. So if the organ of speech is inappropriately used, then it will produce papam. And the appropriate use of speech organ is called sundrita vak. So it is called sundrita. So sundrita vak is called the appropriate usage of the organ of speech. So in our culture, they understand that the organ of speech is the most powerful instrument, because it is as powerful as the mind, because the words can represent whatever knowledge is there in the mind. So whatever you have mind in the mind, it can be expressed through only words. Not only it is as powerful as mind, it seems to be even superior to mind, because the mind is not accessible to other human beings. Others don't know what I have in my mind, but they will hear my words. My knowledge you can never see with your sense organs. But when the same knowledge comes out as spoken, written, or recorded works, not only it is accessible to the present generation, even for future generation also. So the more we analyze the organ of speech, we can understand its power, both positive power and negative power. If properly used, it can give rise to infinite power. If improperly used, it can lead to greatest destruction also. That is why in our culture it is emphasized that we should know how to control our speech and words. In Tamil, there is a beautiful Thirukural saying, Yahava Rayinum Na Kaka. Kavakal Sohapar Cholirikupatte. Whatever you protect, protect your tongue first. So Vaktapas is considered to be the first spiritual sadhana. And we have to watch our words, the consequences. Start being aware of the words and start monitoring and controlling the words, both in terms of quality and quantity. Some people, they may talk all good things, but if he starts talking, he will never stop. You should know how much to talk also. Whether to talk at all is the first question. And if you have to talk, how much to talk, what to talk, when to talk, everything has to be analyzed first before uttering even one word. So Shankaracharya tells in Viveka Chudamani that vak is the first tapas. Yogasya pratamam dwaram vang nirodaha. If you want to spot spirituality, yogasya, spiritualities, then vang nirodha is the first exercise. Start with maunam once in a while and then start watching your words. Lot of people, you know, they'll say Thursdays maunam. They will not speak a word on Thursdays. Some people observe all that thing, and a lot of people don't speak when they eat. When you are eating, they don't want to speak words. So a lot of people, and then only all other sadhanas will begin. So if a person observed vak tapas, it is called sundrita. So here in this sloka, the word sundrita has come. So sundrita is vak tapas. And in our tradition, this sundrita, this vak tapas, is glorified very much. Kamam dugde viprakarshati alakshmim kirtim sute durhrudo yahi nasti suddam shantam mataram mangalanam denum diraha sundritam vacham ahuhu. Kamam dugde, if a person knows how to handle his words, he can get just everything in life. He can get anything in life. Then viprakarshati alakshmim, all the amangalam, it will be removed. It will remove all amangalam. They will all go away. Where words are properly used, Lakshmi will be there. Where not properly used, only her sister will be there. then kirtim shute, it gives name and fame. Then durhridaha ya hinasti, proper word will make enemies friends. If not, they will make even relatives and friends one's enemies. Shuddham, shantam, mataram, mangalanam. Organ of speech or proper words is considered to be mother of all auspiciousness, all mangalam. It is called kamadenu, which will milk all mangalam in the house. Not only it will give all these benefits, it will give punyam also. So that is why we should teach our children how to talk and should not use inappropriate, inauspicious words to them at all. Even these days, even if you don't teach, the TV will teach. It teach all inappropriate words to the children. So in our culture, we give lot of importance to words. So here the teacher says, if you don't do your duty, all the punyas required by sundrata tapas, they will also, all the punyas that will be acquired by the sundrata tapas, vak tapas, they will also be destroyed. Then the fifth one, ishtapurte, all the religious activities called ishtam. Here it is, does not mean desired activity. The root is for ishta, the root is yaj. Yaj means yaga. So ishta means religious or spiritual activities, yaga and all those things. So we say all the pancha maha yajnas, agnihotram, tapas satyam, vedanam cha anupalanam, adityam, vaishvadevascha, ishtamitabhidiyate. These are the five things which are called ishtam. Sixfold religious activities, agnihotram, regular worship of Agni, the god of fire, or God in whatever form. Then tapaha, moderation of all activities, austerities. Then satyam, speaking the truth. Vedanam anupalanam, recitation of the scriptures. Adityam, service to fellow human beings. Vaishvadevascha, honoring even lower beings, animals, plants and all that. So these sixfold karmas are called ishta karmas. These rituals can give punyam. They will also be destroyed if one does not do the duty of taking care of a brahmana. And what is the duty? To treat Nachiketas. That we should remember. And the next duty is called Purtam. Purtam means all service activities. My contribution for the well-being of society. It is also defined. Vapi, Kupa, Tadagati, Devatayatanecha, Annapradanam, Aramaha, Purtam, Iti Abhidiyate. Building well, vapi, pond, kupa, and building tadaga, all these are water sources. And devatayanatani. So, devata ayatanam means all the building of temples and all that things. School. So, annapradanam, all this, giving food to people. And aramaha, guest houses for pilgrims. So, all these things are considered Purta dharmas, purtam iti abhidiyate. And the punyam born out of purtam will be destroyed also if one does not honor a Brahmin guest. So this is the sixth pratyavaya dosha. And the seventh one is putra pashun. This papam will destroy children also spiritually because they won't know their values. Destroy the children means not kill them. They will not know their values. They will lose their identity. Parents are role models to the children. And if they don't have the values, children will not have them either. So they will be also destroyed. And eight, pasroon, all the pets and animals at home, cows, etc., they will also be destroyed because of this pratyavaya dosha. So yetat purushasya vrinte, this omission destroys all these punyas of a person. What person? Alpamedasaha. That unintelligent person, the host, the housekeeper, who did not care for such a brahmana. Yasya grihe brahmanaha vasati. In whose house a brahmana stays. In whose house a brahmana stays. If the host does not take that up, care of that person, all these things will happen. Anashnan, how he stays. Anashnan, without taking food, without being honored, everything will be destroyed. And so, better you compensate for the omission by honoring Nachiketas. So, Yama rushed, did Pada Puja and worshipped Nachiketas. And what happened next? Is given in the next mantra. Tishro Ratriyar Tritro Ratriyar Yadavatsihi Grihe Me Anashnan Brahman Atithir Namasyaha. నమస్తేస్తు బ్రహ్మన్ స్వస్తిమేస్తు తస్మాత్ ప్రతి క్రీన్ వరాన్ వృణీష్వ. సో నచికేత నౌ యమధర్మరాజ టెల్స్ హిమ్, యాక్చువల్లీ హీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్, వీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ హియర్ దట్ యమ హ్యాస్ సచ్ అ గ్రేట్ స్టేటస్, ఏ దేవత విత్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ పవర్స్. సో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఏ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ పార్లమెంట్ అండ్ మినిస్టర్, హీ ఈస్ మినిస్టర్. యమధర్మరాజ ఇస్ అ మినిస్టర్ ఇన్ ఇంద్రాస్ కోర్ట్. సో హీ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ కాల టైమ్, ద టైమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పవర్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ద డ్యూటీ, యమధర్మరాజ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో అట్ ఆల్. దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్. హీ ఈస్ రెడీ టు వర్షిప్ ఏ మనుష్య ఫ్రమ్ భూలోక, దట్ ఆల్సో ఏ స్మాల్ బాయ్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్ లెసన్స్ వీ లెర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ సచ్ స్టోరీస్. సో యమా ఈస్ ఎ పిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ, యమా ఈస్ ఎ పిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ హియర్. సో సేమ్ సిచ్యువేషన్ విత్ సుధామ ఆర్ కుచేల విత్ విన్ హీ విసిట్స్ కృష్ణ. అతిథి దేవో భవ, కృష్ణ వర్షిప్స్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కుచేల అట్ దట్ టైమ్. సో ఇఫ్ హీ కృష్ణ డస్, యమా ఆల్సో డస్ దాట్, వాట్ షుడ్ బి అవర్ హ్యూమిలిటీ? We should know how to worship Atithis and all these people who are having noble virtues. So Yama also completes the worship. He feels guilty. He need not have to, because he did not commit any mistake knowingly. Yama, when he was out, this Atithi came. What he can do about it? He can do nothing about it. If he has taken an appointment and if Yamadharmaraja was not there at that time, then he has to worry. But even then, Yamadharmaraja, he asks for his forgiveness. So the words of Yama, ఓ బ్రాహ్మణ్ మే గృహే తిస్రహ రాత్రి అవాత్సీహి, యు హ్యావ్ స్టేడ్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్ మై హౌస్, అట్ ఇన్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ మై హౌస్, నాట్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ద హౌస్, యు హ్యావ్ స్టేడ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ మై హౌస్ ఫార్ 3 డేస్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిస్టర్బింగ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ హియర్? అనశ్నన్. యు హ్యావ్ స్టేడ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఫార్ 3 డేస్ వితౌట్ ఈటింగ్, అనశ్నన్. అండ్ యు ఆర్ స్టార్వింగ్, యువర్ హంగర్, దట్ అఫెక్ట్స్ మీ. And even if you are an ordinary person, it would have disturbed me. But you are my guest. Atithihi san tishraha ratri avasti avasti. So for three nights, in the form of my atithi, my guest, you have stayed without food outside my house. So my responsibility is even more. And that also not an ordinary atithi, a Brahmin atithi, a Brahman, because of your culture and knowledge. So what have I to do now? I will do an extra namaskara, namasyaha. So he first does one namaskaram, and again punar namaskaram also he does. Namaskaraha, again I will do an extra namaskaram. You are to be honored by me. So, O Brahmana, te namaha astu. I do an extra namaskaram to you, and my prayer is, me swasti astu. Let there be mangalam to me. By my namaskaram to you, please bless me so that I will have mangalam. That means what? Let punyam that I have acquired may stay with me, and let not papam come to me. That is what Yamadharmaraja is praying to Nachiketas. So mangalam me astu. And I want to do some prayaschita for my mistake. He has not committed any mistake, understand. But still he feels so bad. He says, for that I want to do some prayaschita. So tasmat prati treen varan prinishva. For that sake, tasman prati, for that sake, three varan, three boons, please ask, I want to give you. And why I am going to give you these three boons? Because you stayed for 3 days. So each day one boon. So 3 days, I will give you 3 boons. And Yama can give boons because he is a devata. And that also an extraordinary devata. Not like any other devata. He's an extraordinary devata. So whatever you want, I will give you. So choose these 3 boons. That's what he says. Now Nachiketas feels it is worth the wait. Okay, I waited for 3 days. It is well worth it. Let me now take advantage of this. So he has 3 boons to Yamadharmaraja. Mantra number 10. Shanta sankalpaha sumanayatasyat vitamanyuhu గౌతమో మాభి మృత్యో తత్ప్రసృష్టం మాభివదేత్ ప్రతీత ఏతత్రయాణాం ప్రథమం వరం వృణే. సో నచికేతస్ ఇస్ నౌ ఎన్కాషింగ్ ద బూన్స్ దట్ యమధర్మరాజా గేవ్, అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర హీ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఎ సెట్ ఆఫ్ బెనిఫిట్స్. ఆల్ దీస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్. దట్స్ వాట్ నచికేతస్ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్? గౌతమ శాంత సంకల్ప స్యాత్. గౌతమః మీన్స్ ఇస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఫాదర్. హీ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మెంటల్ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్. శాంత సంకల్ప, వరీస్, కన్సర్న్స్ అబౌట్ మీ, ఆల్ దట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి దేర్. సో ఫాదర్ డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు సెండ్ మీ అట్ ఆల్. నౌ ఐ హవ్ కమ్ హియర్. సో హీ షుడ్ బి వరీడ్ న్యాచురలీ, బట్ హీ షుడ్ బి పీస్ఫుల్. అండ్ సెకండ్, సుమనాహ, హీ మస్ట్ ఎంజాయ్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్. హీస్ ఆల్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఫాదర్. అండ్ దెన్ వీతమన్యు షుడ్ నాట్ బి యాంగ్రీ టువర్స్ మీ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్ విత్ మీ. ఐ డిడ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్. అండ్ మా అబి టువర్స్ మీ, హే మృత్యు, అడ్రస్సింగ్ లార్డ్ యమ, నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, వెన్ ఐ టేక్ 3 బూన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ అండ్ వెన్ ఐ గో బ్యాక్ టు మై ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్టర్ యువర్ పర్మిషన్, హీ షుడ్ రికగ్నైజ్ మీ. సో ఐ ఆఫ్టర్ కమింగ్ హియర్, యునో, యు గివ్ మీ 3 బూన్స్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ యూ, యునో, డిస్మిస్ మీ, వెన్ ఐ గో బ్యాక్, హీ షుడ్ నాట్ గెట్ యాంగ్రీ విత్ మీ. హీ షుడ్ నాట్, హీ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ మీ. సో త్వత్ ప్రసృష్టం, ఐ విల్ బి రిలీజ్డ్ after my job is over by you. And what is the job? 3 boons is a job. So he has come all the way to Yamaloka to get the 3 boons almost. Pratitaha, I should be recognized. I should not be dismissed as a ghost because I have come from Yamaloka. You should not dismiss me as a ghost. You should be able to recognize me. Not only recognize me, ma abhivadet, he should also talk to me as before. Abhivadet. So tat prasrishtam ma pratitaha ప్రతిసన్ అభివదేత్. అండ్ హౌ మెనీ బూన్స్ నౌ హీ హాస్ ఆస్క్డ్? వీ హావ్ లిస్టెడ్ సో మెనీ ఇన్ దిస్, బట్ నచికేతస్ ఇస్ వెరీ క్లెవర్. హీ సేస్ హీ జిప్స్ అప్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ మేక్స్ వన్ జిప్ ఫైల్ అండ్ సేస్ దిస్ ఈస్ మై ఫస్ట్ బూన్. దిస్ ద ఫస్ట్ బూన్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఆస్క్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సో హీ జిప్స్ ద ఎంటైర్ థింగ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ దిస్ అట్ ద ఫస్ట్ బూన్. ఏతత్రయాణం ప్రథమం వరం, దిస్ ఈస్ ద ప్రథమం వరం, ఫస్ట్ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్, you know, boons I am asking. Yetatrayanam, among the three, this is the one. So Yamaraja Dharmaraja, he must be internally appreciating the intelligence of Nachiketas, and he says tadastu to him. Okay, no problem, I will give. That's what he is going to say. So Nachiketas has asked now the first of the 3 boons granted to him by Yamadharmaraja, and we will see the other 2 boons in the next webinar. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యః పరస్సమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.